Human milk is absolutely the best kind of nutrition for any baby. It strengthens the immune system. It makes them live longer. It makes them able to fight infections better.
Breast pumps, like the one you see here, are convenient devices that allow breast and chest feeding parents some flexibility for work or other pursuits. But they are also life-saving tools. Cyril Engman is a neonatologist at the University of Washington, Seattle Children's Hospital, and Providence Hospital, and a senior director at PATH.
It prevents every year over 823,000 deaths in children under the age of five. That's 11% of under five deaths are prevented by having human milk. There's a whole cascade of things that happens if you're not optimally nourished as a baby. And in many parts of the world, they succumb fairly quickly.
The breast pump also enables milk donations to be collected and distributed by milk banks.
Lactating women who may have an excess supply of milk or who want to continue lactating for a little bit longer after they've weaned their babies off will donate. Or sometimes even moms who've lost a baby as a tribute to their baby will actually commit to making regular donations to a human milk bank.
Until now, there have been no global standards governing how and at what temperature milk is stored at milk banks. But the state of Washington and the NGO PATH are seeking to change that.
The state of Washington and some key leaders within PATH have been working across the World Health Organization to set international standards for human milk banks, which is something that is really exciting.
In addition, PATH and UW have been working with the Washington State Legislature, advocating to ensure all babies in hospitals have access to human milk. To that end, PATH, UW, and Seattle Children's Hospital, with support from the Gates Foundation, have been developing the Nifty Cup to provide babies with cleft palates access to nourishing human milk.